When Wrangell's new medical center opened early last year, the local government was left with a problem. What to do with the old hospital? Finding a solution hasn't proved simple. The borough opened the nearly 85,000 square foot property to sealed bids in June, but didn't receive a single offer. At the borough assembly's meeting July 26th, Wrangell's borough manager Jeff Good proposed to list the property with an agent, someone who could better advertise the old hospital and surrounding land.
It's just over the counter on our website, so it's not really, there's no advertisement or anything else being done anywhere else than if someone goes to our website and they can bid on it. So our recommendation is to try to list it with a real estate agent to get it out there, let them do the work. There would be a cost associated with it as far as doing any type of percentage for the real estate fees associated with it. But like I said, right now we are spending money on this facility to maintain it.
Good says between insurance, inspections, heating so the building doesn't mold, and doing basic maintenance, the borough spends $80,000 to $100,000 a year on the old medical center. About half of that is spent on heating fuel alone, and that concerned Mayor Steve Prasunka. Yeah.
There's no department in there. We're not storing stuff in there, and we're spending $40,000 a year to keep that place warm.
With higher fuel prices this year, that cost is only more of a concern, Prasunka said, but he disagreed with the idea of spending money on a realtor.
Unless we're really thinking that somebody from out of town is going to go, hot damn.
An old hospital.
I really would like that. I just don't see why we would corner ourselves away.
Prasunka supported an idea floated by Assemblymember David Powell, list the property on an online auction site. It's a strategy the borough has successfully used to auction other properties, but not on the scale of the hospital. Months ago, borough staff had proposed using the auction site to sell the old hospital, but the idea was tabled in favor of accepting sealed bids. Prasunka said regardless of what way the borough is trying to sell the property, it needs to be active in trying to find potential buyers or partners for the facility. Here he is in an exchange with Assemblymember Patty Gilbert.
We may need to kind of sort of like scheme and find people who might be interested in that facility. And I know we had some people that were interested at one point, but we may have to kind of reach out and try to find a future tenant. The last thing that I want to say on this is, we need to get rid of this thing. We got to get rid of this. And at this point, I'm about ready to say,
well, that's not a real good selling point.
No, but I'm saying we need to move this along. It's costing us $80,000 a year. It won't take long for me to say, why don't we sell it for $200,000 and move this along?
Wrangell's borough clerk says the former Wrangell Medical Center building and surrounding land will be listed on the local public surplus site at a starting bid of $830,000. If, after some time, the borough still hasn't received any bids, borough manager Good may return to the assembly and ask for a lower starting price. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.